I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. GlobalFoundries has now invested $2 billion this year alone in its sprawling microchip plant in Malta, New York. By comparison, the company has invested much less money in its plant in Essex Junction. Still, a GlobalFoundries executive said this week the Vermont plant does play a key role in the company's future. VPR Steve Zind has more.
This week, GlobalFoundries held its annual open house at the Malta Fab 8. Company Senior Vice President Thomas Caulfield, who manages the plant, touted a major expansion there and the new technology employed at the three-year-old plant. Caulfield also gave an overview of the company and described the role of the decades-old Essex Junction plant acquired this year from IBM. As he has in the past, he explained the acquisition provided the company with a broader portfolio of products, more customers, and additional intellectual property. Caulfield says despite the focus on new technologies in Malta, there is growth in older technologies, like those employed in Essex Junction, where the company this year invested $55 million to increase production of radio frequency, or RF chips, used in mobile phones and tablets.
Burlington had to reinvent themselves, and over the course of their journey, became the best at RF that everybody in the planet who needs to do something that connects to a radio, a mobile device, needs to use their product. They are the market leader.
Under IBM, the Essex Junction plant manufactured chips for the aerospace and defense industries, and Caulfield says there's been no loss of that work under GlobalFoundries, and the company hopes to increase it. Essex Junction is the only GlobalFoundries plant where the work is done. After a series of company-wide layoffs and buyouts last month, including a reduction of more than 100 positions at its plant in Essex Junction, Caulfield says the business is leveling out. He says over-reliance on orders from a single customer has been a problem for the company.
Sometimes you find yourself in a situation where you have high customer concentration. And if one of your clients has disproportionate amount of business difficulty, it can impact guys like us, and it has. And the key for the future, another reason the IBM acquisition made a lot of sense for us, is to get client diversity.
Caulfield says GlobalFoundries is seeing its market stabilize and doesn't expect any significant changes in the coming year. Despite the workforce changes, the company says it actually employs 500 more people in Malta now than at the beginning of the year. In Essex Junction, the total number employed remains at about 3,000. Caulfield says a plant in Fishkill, New York, which was IBM's largest and most advanced chip manufacturing facility, will see the migration of hundreds of research and development jobs to the GlobalFoundries Fab 8 location. But he says no similar job migration is anticipated at the Vermont plant. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.